From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama, winner of the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize. What a surprise it was for the president when he was rousted from his sleep this morning to find out that he had won the prize only 9 months after taking office.
To be honest, I do not feel that I deserve to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who've been honored by this prize. Men and women who've inspired me and inspired the entire world through their courageous pursuit of peace.
At the Rose Garden today, President Obama called the Nobel Committee's decision humbling and acknowledged the expectations the award represents, such as nuclear non-proliferation and global economic stability. The world reaction to the announcement was mostly positive, though some said the award was based on President Obama's potential, not his accomplishments. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says the prize still marks America's return to the hearts of the people of the world. We have more on this from Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Sarkozy joined other European leaders in congratulating President Obama and said the Nobel Committee had recognized his determined commitment to human rights, justice, and the promotion of world peace. Sarkozy said the prize would strengthen the will of leaders worldwide to cooperate with Mr. Obama and with the United States. French television and radio news outlets reported the news with surprise. While Mr. Obama is hugely popular in France, some still wondered what he had done to win the prize. One of them was salesman Étienne Griffaton, who was standing in the street in front of his Paris office. Griffaton says he thinks it's Obama's image more than his acts that earned him the award, but he was still pleased by the news.
Black men who got the power in the most powerful country in the world. I think it's a very strong image.
For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The U.S. trade deficit fell unexpectedly in August, according to a Commerce Department report out today. NPR's Jim Zaroli has details.
The government said the trade gap fell by 3.6% in August to $30.7 billion. U.S. exports rose slightly for the fourth straight month. Sales of farm products like soybeans and wheat were higher, and so were orders for auto parts, telecommunications equipment, and industrial engines. Even more important, there was a big drop in imports. The volume of oil imported into the United States fell by 9.4%. The U.S. trade gap has fallen sharply in recent months. A year ago, it was nearly $65 billion. But the recession has produced a sharp drop in consumer demand, leading to fewer imports. Many economists believe imports will recover in coming months as the U.S. economy rebounds. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
At last check, the Dow is up 36 at 98.23. This is NPR. A nuclear physicist suspected of having ties to Al-Qaeda in Algeria has been arrested in France. The European Organization for Nuclear Research says the man was assigned to projects under contract with an outside institute. The organization says the scientist had no contact with anything that could be used for terrorism. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sets off on a trip to Europe today. That'll take her to London, Dublin, Belfast, and Moscow. She's also making a stop in Switzerland for an important signing ceremony. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton will be in Zurich Saturday to watch longtime rivals Turkey and Armenia sign protocols, paving the way for normal diplomatic ties. Parliaments in the two countries would still have to ratify those documents, but Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, Philip Gordon, says the signing ceremony is an important step, one that the secretary has been encouraging.
She's going there to show our support for what we believe is a historic step for both Turkey and Armenia towards normalization of their relations.
During the rest of her trip, she'll be checking on the progress of the Northern Ireland peace process and visiting Russia, not just Moscow, but also the Volga River region of Tatarstan. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
NASA's reviewing data after it purposely crashed two spacecraft into the moon this morning to find signs of water or ice. There was a lot of buzz surrounding the nearly $80 million mission and the photos it might generate, but post-crash images never turned up. The project, known as LCROSS, was expected to help pave the way for astronauts to return to the moon by 2020. This is NPR News.